Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
Your voice is very sexy today.
Yeah, I thought I got through it yesterday, and I woke up today, and I mean, I should just go home.
Do you have COVID?
All right, see you later.
Be honest with me.
No, I'm taking three tests.
All right, good.
I still can't taste anything, though.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah, I hate to admit that, but
we
it's true.
A big lunch together.
Couldn't taste anything.
We ordered so much food, you're telling me you didn't taste any
of
that?
Yeah, I did it for you guys. Can't taste, can't smell.
Oh, my.
Nothing.
God. Isn't that a sign of COVID?
Yes, it is. But I don't have COVID. I took another test this morning.
Great. I mean,
tonight, you never know.
Oh, great.
Never know. Certainly possible. You never know. I saw something today that, frankly, disgusted me.
What's that?
It disgusted me.
What?
Well, two things, actually, now that I think about it. Two things took place today that disgusted me. Do you want to go door number one or door number two, knowing I'm going to give you both?
Yeah, I'd go with door number two, the one that just popped into your head second. What was
that? Door number two.
What was that?
We went to, we took the guys out for lunch today. Went to Adorale, great pizza place and restaurant right here in Tribeca.
Yeah.
We got wings, two kinds of wings, buffalo wings and chicken marsala wings. I assume they're delicious. I can't taste anything. All right?
Right.
But I did eat them. I look across the table, and Big Mac wanted to tell the audience what we saw.
Yeah, I was disgusted as well with what we saw.
Yeah,
I looked over.
Disgusted.
Disgusted. As soon as the wings were put on the table, everyone went and got some, including Evan, and I look over to see how Evan is eating his wings.
Yeah.
And he is using a fork and knife.
Damn right I am.
Yeah, fork and knife.
Yeah, damn
on
right
buffalo
I am.
Wings.
Because I
who
don't
are you?
I don't understand. And I'll take the L for most of the audience. That's fine. I'm who I am.
I'm putting that poll up.
I don't understand why it's enjoyable to put your hands on these bones, stick it up to your mouth.
That's what we do.
You make a colossal mess. You got to go back to your napkin every time. I'm wearing a beautiful, nice shirt today.
Nice shirt.
I didn't want to make a mess.
Come on.
So I wanted the chicken because I think it tastes good, but the last thing I wanted to do was grab it with my hand, get all dirty, and so I attempted, I failed, but I attempted to kind of cut it with a knife.
And then Evan goes, gosh, it's so hard to get the meat off the wing.
It is.
Yeah, using a fork and knife, of course it is.
This is why I order boneless. That's what he said.
That's what I said, because I own that. This is why I go boneless.
That's not a wing. That's a tender.
Is it the same meat, though?
No, it's not.
It's similar. You're eating the chicken. I want to eat the chicken. I'm not here to work. I'm here to eat. Why do you like working when you eat? I don't
Dude,
get that.
You can't eat chicken wings with a fork
You're
and a
right.
knife.
And that's why
I'm sorry.
That's why I don't order chicken wings. But when you were kind enough to order all these different chicken wings, of course I wanted to eat it. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I've got to adjust. I got to adapt. And my adaption at first was, let me attempt to use a fork and knife.
So me and
Once
Big Mac
failed, I stuck it in my mouth.
Me and Big Mac, we were gnawing on the bone. We're eating wings like wings are supposed to be eaten. And I look across and I get Big Mac's attention. I'm like,
I thought I brought the attention upon myself when I did make the comment.
No.
Hey, Big Mac. Hey, Craig. Why the hell do people like to order wings? This boggles my mind.
We were mocking you silently for a good 3 or 4 minutes before you said anything.
We were like, what in the world is this guy doing right now that he's got a fork and a knife out trying to eat chicken wings?
I got to tell you, man.
Audience, call in now. 877-337-6666.
I really hate the idea of picking the wing up and having to chew it off a bone. I hate it.
Come on, stop.
I don't want to chew it off a bone. I'm not an animal, damn it.
You use a fork and knife for your father-in-law's burritos or quesadillas.
No, that's different.
Right, you pick it up.
I'm not eating off a bone. I've got to maneuver my teeth around the bone. Why do I want to deal with that?
Maneuver my teeth around the bone?
Why do I want to work, man? I don't want to work. I want to eat the chicken.
Yeah,
okay. If it was up to me, I would have gone boneless.
Okay, so that's the first thing that disgusted me today.
Yeah.
The second thing that disgusted me today, I saw some of the highlights of this congressional, what's it called, the Oversight Committee?
Yes.
Okay.
I was glued to this. The Washington Post was airing it. It was the House Oversight and Reform Committee holding a hearing in which Roger Goodell was the only witness. I loved it.
Roger, in theory, this was all about the business practices and the allegations of improper workplace harassment, et cetera, for the former Washington Redskins, now the Washington Communists, whatever, the Commodores, whatever the hell they're called.
Commanders.
Right? Commanders, right. All right, great.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching these videos, all right? And there's some representative, I never heard the guy before, but he's obviously from New England, who goes on a five-minute speech about how much he loves Tom Brady and asking the commissioner of the NFL about deflated footballs, right? Jim Jordan, very well-known representative, he comes out and asks the commissioner about Barstool and Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
Great for them, obviously, right?
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm sorry I feel this way, but I do, all right? These are our elected officials. We're in a bad place right now in this country. Crime, recession, inflation, gas prices, questionable president, and on and on and on, right? And they're wasting our time interviewing the commissioner of the NFL about Roger Goodell and made, frankly, a circus out of it. And I'm sitting there going, what are you going to do about the $5 gallon of gas?
Oh, they're going to suspend the federal gas tax holiday.
What are you going to do about the violence in the streets? And I know that makes me an old guy.
What the hell are we doing? I think that when people say that, it's good red meat, because who would disagree with you? Those things are much more important. But it also implies that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time, because that kind of theory means we shouldn't do anything else but focus on those issues.
So here's my question.
So that's why I understand what you're saying, but I don't love when people make that comment, because it's an easy red meat comment. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
The commissioner of the NFL should not be in front of our elected officials discussing the business practices of the Washington football team.
Yeah, but you know why he was there? Supposedly.
Why was he there?
And I just want to explain this.
Yeah.
Because their thought was that it would shed light on how new legislation needs to be passed to protect employees in other businesses. Now, I'm not saying...
This was a clown show is what it was.
Well, but you gave examples of where it's a clown show.
Yeah.
When Roger Goodell is asked point blank about Daniel Snyder and is pushed on, should he own a football team right now, I think there's more validity to that.
But that's asking not about, for Congress or the House. I mean, who cares?
Well, who cares? Should Daniel Snyder own the Washington football team?
My elected representative should have a take on that.
No. It's not as important as those other issues, but if it is going to lead to legislation that helps out other employees, and I don't think it will lead to that.
No, it's not going to.
Because I do think it's a dog and pony show, and a lot of our elected officials turned it into a dog and pony
show. They embarrassed themselves.
When you ask about, but there's two things you're complaining. When you ask about Dave Portnoy, as funny as that is,
yes,
that's doing no one
anything. And by the way,
anything.
I think it's great for Dave and for Barstool.
Great for Dave.
Awesome.
And he released a statement on that.
As he should have, and I would play that up for the rest of my
life. When you ask about Deflategate, of course, that's a dog and pony show. But when you're talking about the unethical business practices of the Washington football team and maybe the embarrassment that the league faces leads to changes, you could argue some good can come out of that, even if it's not as important as other issues facing our country.
I guess. I mean, I don't think anything's going to come out of it. But in theory,
I agree with you.
If that's the end goal, that you make the workplace environment nationwide on publicly traded companies better, safer, more inclusive, all that, great. I don't think that's going to happen.
I agree. It's
and
not,
I think we embarrassed ourselves
I agree
today.
It's not going to happen.
And
it's
it pisses
also,
me off.
I agree it's not going to happen, but it's also not fair to use a jackass congressman who asks about Dave Portnoy or something else unrelated and say, see, the whole thing's a sham.
Yeah,
because
like,
there were questions related to Daniel Snyder, which was the point of this whole thing.
You had an elected official today going on for about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes, talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. But
called him the real Tom Shady.
But did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I did hear what you said.
Okay, that shouldn't take away from the other
things. But it does. You know it does.
No, I know it does.
Because that gets the attention.
Because that person's a grandstanding jackass.
Right. I think we took a step backwards today as a country. That's what I think. And I'm not a political guy at all. I don't even know who the guy is.
But Craig,
I don't know if he's Republican, Democrat. I don't care what he is.
Craig, we took
a step back.
When they called
it's embarrassing.
When they called Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa and Curt Schilling in front of the United States Congress
right.
a decade and a half ago,
yeah.
everyone could make the same argument.
I did.
And you probably did.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Why are we focusing on this? Here's the one thing you can't deny. Did it change Major League Baseball forever?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they embarrassed Major League Baseball enough to where now there is a rigid testing policy. Was that as important as the war on terrorism? No. No one's suggesting it was.
Right.
But you have to admit that there are times when they do these grandstanding exercises that it actually does lead to some kind of change. And if Daniel Snyder is forced out as the owner of the Washington football team, which I think is like a universal bipartisan agreement because he's a clown. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a terrible owner.
Yeah.
He is accused of sexually harassing employees and leading a toxic environment.
Yeah.
Then I think the league would be better off. And if this embarrassment leads to that,
yeah.
is that a good thing?
Yeah, I guess, listen, if you get rid of bad people, it's always a good thing for sure. I'm watching this say to myself, this is the problem. Right here, I'm looking at the problem. That's the problem. It's a clown show. And I know this makes me the old guy yelling on the lawn. I don't want to come across that way. But I'm watching it going to myself, when that guy went on that three-minute Tom Brady diatribe, and I'll play it for you.
It was comical.
See if you can give it to the guys. I said to Evan, I go, you've got to be bleeping me.
No, I agree.
You've got to be kidding me, right? We just sent $2 billion to Ukraine. Gas is $5 a gallon. I can't walk across the street without getting attacked. And this moron, as an elected official, wasted taxpayer dollars talking about how much he wants to, you know what, Tom Brady. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And again, I don't even know who the guy is. I don't know his name. I don't know where he's from. I don't know who the hell he is. But that was bad.
Do you think Roger Goodell's in trouble? He lied.
No.
He perjured himself. When he said he didn't know who Dave Portnoy was, I mean, that was a lie. He asked
well,
him
he didn't
Dave
exactly
Portnoy
say
is.
That.
He said, I don't know
he
anything
said,
about that.
I'm unfamiliar with that situation.
Dave Portnoy.
The banning of Dave.
Dave Portnoy won an auction to watch a football game, I think, with Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
And then the league said, nah, forget it.
Right.
So obviously he has an idea who he is. So he lied. He perjured himself. He Rafael Palmeiro'd right in front of the United States Congress.
Yeah, by the way, Tom, if you want to call Dave and put him on, I'll put him on today. Yeah, I'm good with that. You have his number or no? You need his number? All right, get his
That's got to be one of his proudest moments.
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, if I'm Dave, I'm loving it.
Do you think Roger Goodell, when he agreed to meet with this committee, Daniel Snyder did, and he came up with some lame excuse, some business, a meeting he had in France. I mean, the guy's a liar, so I think we all know that. But when Roger Goodell said, you know what? I'm going to meet with you guys. And he's preparing.
Yeah.
He's saying, okay, here's how I'm going to answer this. Here's how I'm going to answer that. Do you think during his prep, he thought he was going to be asked about banning Dave Portnoy?
I think there's two things, the things I'm alluding to that no one prepped him for. The Dave Portnoy situation and Deflategate from how many years ago now? Right?
But do you remember
what
the question was after the guy did the diatribe about Tom Brady? Like what his ultimate question was?
Ultimately said, more or less, paraphrasing, how do you guarantee the consistency
right.
of the air pressure in a game-used football?
Yes!
That's essentially what he wanted to know.
I thought he was going somewhere with some kind of gotcha question. Instead,
me too.
He goes with this, so how can you guarantee those footballs are protected and their PSIs are accurate?
Right.
Like, that was our end game? That's where you were going?
That was just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that guy's up for re-election. Maybe he's from Boston and guaranteed him re-election. I don't know. But the whole thing was just stupid. Much like playing Gleyber Torres at shortstop last night. And I told you exactly what was going to happen.
Oh, come on.
He was going to go 0-for and the Yankees were going to lose.
Is that why Nestor Cortez was throwing batting practice?
No. It's the third time he's played the Rays in 10 days. That's why.
Okay.
All right. But my point is, I told you Gleyber would go 0-for and I told you they would lose. Both things
Did
happened.
Did they lose because Gleyber played shortstop? Did they?
Did he get a hit?
No. It was 0-for-3.
Right.
If memory serves correct.
That's correct.
How do you play the position, though?
Yeah.
He played a clean game.
He played fine. No errors. Yeah. Played fine.
No problem. Hitless. How about the fact that, you know, Aaron Judge is slumping and he came up and just missed it a game-tying home run? Yeah. How about the fact that Giancarlo Stanton bounced into a big double play?
Huge double play,
how about
the
fact the heart of the order did nothing in this game?
Great defensive play, too.
No, it's a great defensive play.
Yeah, let's give him a little credit. That guy made a great play.
So when you combine Giancarlo slumping, grounds into a huge double play, Rizzo did nothing, Donaldson did nothing, Cortez gave up a bunch of home runs.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with your boy playing shortstop.
But the point is, it turned out the way I said it would. That's the point.
Stop
here.
It.
I got one right.
That's a cheap victory.
I got one right. Listen, cheap victory, not cheap victory. Winners, losers. I went home last night a winner. That's all.
Your baseball team lost and you went home a winner?
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's sad, man.
So, you know, I remember I told you sometimes the hard thing to do, the unpopular thing to do, is to pick against the team you love.
Right.
Last night I did that. I was right. I'm the winner. Big winner. Big,
Joey
big
Gallo's
winner.
Over 3 with 2 strikeouts. Giancarlo Stanton's bouncing a double plays. His average is under 250. Nestor Cortez looked like he was human. But no.
Yeah.
Glaber played shortstop, ladies
Glaber
and gentlemen.
Glaber played shortstop, didn't get a hit. Yankees lost by a run. You do the math.
So is this the beginning of the end for the Yankees?
Not the beginning of the end. Beginning of a losing streak, yes. Yes. Yep. They've poisoned the well. 50-18 is going to be 50-19. You watch. Who's pitching tonight? Montgomery against Baz?
Jordan Montgomery against Shane Baz.
Another guy you never heard of. Shane Baz.
Have you heard of anybody on the Rays?
No.
Like, if I ask you right now without looking.
No.
Name two players on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, I mean, I can now.
Can you?
Yeah.
Go.
Shane Baz.
That doesn't count.
Why not? He's on the Rays.
Because you just said you never heard of him.
Yeah, and then McClanahan, the guy that pitched last night.
Can you name anybody in the lineup? How about the guy with 3 home runs last night? Can you name him?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Believe it's a Latin American player.
Okay.
Okay. Spanish name. Mierda.
What?
Yeah. Kind of like, yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Paraguay.
A little bit closer.
Paraida.
I mean, you're getting warmer.
Parayada. Byrada. Churrascaria. Plataforma. Brazilian Steakhouse? Well, what's the guy's name?
Isaac Paredes.
The guy that played for the Devils?
No, the guy played for the Rays.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach Parise there.
No,
for a second.
Not quite.
Just checking. Here's Jimmy and Haslett. People are very upset that Evan eats his wings with a fork and knife today at our staff lunch. What's going on today, Jimmy?
Not much. I can't believe I'm on the air with Craig Carton and Evan Costanza.
Yes. The old, what was that, Snickers bar?
My one question for you, Evan,
yes.
Is do you actually eat Snickers bars with fork and knife as well?
I hate Snickers bars. I think it's the most overrated candy bar in the history
That's
of candy bars.
That's not the question here. Don't distract from the question.
The only thing I truly eat with a fork and knife is when I'm in a position like I was today to have to eat wings. I don't want to eat off a bone. I'm a damn human being. Okay? The animal has been hunted. The animal has been killed.
Yeah.
The animal has been cooked. Usually, we remove the things that we're not going to eat. Okay? So when food's on my plate, I like to eat everything on my plate. I think that's what most of us do. I'll ask you a simple question. Why the hell is there a bone involved?
Let me ask you a question.
What are you doing with the bone, Craig?
I'm throwing it out.
Oh, okay. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. You're on the stand right now, sir.
You're not going to win this argument.
Oh, I will.
You can't.
If the right people call up today, I'll win this argument going away.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten a family bucket of chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Not in a long time, no.
Ugh, that's the problem.
Do you ever have ribs?
Fork
and knife on ribs.
Here's the thing, bro.
You go fork and knife on ribs?
I love ribs. I love it. I love the taste of it. I hate the process.
What's the process?
The process is eating off a freaking bone, dude.
Right.
I don't want to.
That's your DNA.
Why? Why? When food's on my plate, I want to eat it. I don't want to work.
So if given the option,
yeah,
you would go boneless ribs?
Damn right I would.
Boneless chicken wings.
Damn right.
Wow.
And you know what the thing is? Most people out there agree with me.
No, they don't.
But because of these
the societal pressure
we live in and the pressures in society,
I'm not a real man. If I don't eat off a bone, I'll be bullied.
You're afraid to admit it. Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or don't like it, I am not afraid to admit how I feel. And when I'm sitting down and eating, I don't want to work. I don't want to eat off a bone. And to your point, I want to go back to you. So you throw the bone out when you're done.
Of course you do.
So why is the bone even there?
It's part of the chicken. Hey.
Why does it have to be there? Remove the meat, put it on your plate, eat, the bone's thrown out.
Because that's like, not a chicken wing.
Do you eat eyeballs?
I do not eat eyeballs.
Why not? It's a part of the
Do you eat corn
eyeball?
On the cob?
I hate that too. I admit it.
So you'll carve the corn kernels off the cob? Or no?
A little bit of both, to be honest with you. There are times in which I suck it up. Yeah. Like I did at the end of this meal.
Right.
At the end of the meal, I wanted the meat, so what did I do? I picked it up.
That's because to be fair, you only picked it up because I called you out.
Had nothing to do with you. I'm going to tell you what happened. I was frustrated by the fact I couldn't get all the meat off.
But I said to you, Evan, if you put the fork and knife down, it's easier to get the meat off with your mouth.
And you know what I said? Did you hear what I said?
You put it in your mouth.
This is why I don't get why you people like bones. I'd order boneless. Even Big Mac acknowledged I said that. I did it because I wanted the meat. Just like, yeah, sometimes when I eat corn on a cob,
yeah,
it's too much of a pain in the ass to kind of get the corn off. So I do it, but
like
I don't like it.
Like a child.
I don't like it.
He holds the cob up and knife down. Yeah.
Bro, I'm an old man now. I'm 38 years old, about to be 39. I know what I want. I know what I don't like. And I'll say it from the loudest microphone. I don't want to eat off a bone. And I don't get why you guys want to.
Let me ask you
a question. Makes no sense to me.
Let me ask you this question.
What?
You go to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
They've got filet. They've got filet on the bone.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Which one are you getting?
The one that ain't connected to the freaking bone.
So the one that doesn't taste as good.
Yeah, and I acknowledge that maybe I run into that issue, but I don't want to eat off a bone.
So you come to my house for barbecue.
Yeah.
And there's three racks of ribs on the table.
Yeah.
Help yourself style.
Yeah.
Fall off the bone moist.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't taking them.
Hesitate. Depends how hungry I am. Because I like the meat. Like I'm admitting this to you, Craig. I love rib. But I don't want to sit there and eat off a bone.
So you love McDonald's when they come out every year with their boneless ribs.
Boneless ribs are a brilliant idea. Admit it. Because there are more people like us than you guys want to admit. It's just that the social norms don't allow us to open our mouths. But don't worry, guys. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of being mocked. I'm not afraid of being judged.
All I know is that Big Mac, I looked up. I saw Evan using the fork and knife. I got Big Mac's eyeball attention. I nodded over to Evan.
I've never seen anything like it. I have honestly never seen anyone to the drumstick wing try and take it apart. It's impossible to get your fork and knife on there.
Big Mac, I get it. And then when I picked it up,
even try it
was a reminder of how much I hate it. My hands are all greasy. It's just dirty. It's messy. Who wants to deal with that?
Somebody eats wings.
Ugh.
Yeah, like it's part of the deal.
Ugh.
When you order a dozen wings, that comes with the territory.
I don't like the deal.
A wet nap, a napkin, and then the understanding that it's going to be all over the place.
I don't want to work hard when I eat.
Yeah,
I want want it to be easy. I want to put the meat in my mouth. I want to chew on it. And I want to smile.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to bite off a bone. Sorry.
Do you like crabs?
I love crab meat. I don't like working. Dude, it's the same thing. I completely agree.
You like lobster? Right,
same thing. Love the meat.
Yeah.
Love it. I don't want to have to freaking rip a wing, like whatever that thing is called off.
Yeah.
Like its leg.
Claw.
A claw.
Yeah.
You think I want to do that? And by the way, Craig, in all seriousness, do you want to do that?
That's the joy of doing it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the joy of eating was eating.
No, when you go to eat certain foods, part of it is using your hands.
Why?
Because it's in our DNA. We're cavemen.
Is it in our DNA?
It's in my DNA.
Our generations haven't been cavemen in like 500 generations. It goes back a long ways.
Yeah, but it's still in our blood.
We're different now.
It's in our blood.
Really?
Yes.
Arr. When we were doing that, weren't we apes essentially?
Apes?
Yes.
No, we were cavemen.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. We invented the wheel. And fire, by the way. Just put it out there for everybody.
I'm over it.
I was so disgusted. I'm so glad Big Mac was at lunch with us.
Did you not look at
it? Because he and I connected in a manner we've never connected before.
It was a silence that we all knew what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It
was disgusting.
Why was Loogie not involved in this at all? Like, did he not have that connection with you?
He did not.
Why?
I don't know. He disappointed me at lunch. He didn't speak, really.
I thought this was a good moment for you guys to bond as well.
That's why I invited everybody out to lunch. I thought it'd be a good chance to get out of the office. I told them to come with any grievances they had. They had none. I asked them their hopes and aspirations. None.
No, Big Mac had a grievance already. Remember he filed out the grievance that we don't break enough?
Yeah,
That's true.
And he didn't even hesitate. As soon as they said, all right, let's go to the grievances.
He did have that.
Slight hesitation. It was like a split segment for Big Mac's. Like, well, it would be nice if you guys broke every once in a while.
Actually, no, it's not so much the not breaking. It's the then questioning the length of other breaks when we finally do
Auger,
a break.
Let's take a break soon enough to have that problem later today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I just read a great story about Katy Perry, the singer married to Orlando Bloom. She's in Australia. He's filming a movie there called Wizards, okay? She goes to like a diner, breakfast-type place, I guess with their kid, to go have a breakfast, right, Evan?
Mm-hmm.
The hostess has no idea who she is and says, don't have a table, sorry. They go back and forth. They start yelling at each other. I want a table. We don't have a table. That kind of stuff, right? And it becomes a whole scene. A lot of other people there recognize, wow, that's Katy Perry. Big effing deal. We don't have a table available for you. We have reservations. We're going to honor them. Katy Perry tips the hostess for treating her like a normal person.
What was this, a giant test?
How about that?
Is that what she was doing? Let me see if they'll treat me like everybody else.
She got treated like we get treated. That's, and I was like, thank you for that. You humbled me.
That's got a lot of
tip.
It's got a lot of undercover boss to it going on right there.
I don't know.
Let me see. Are you going to treat me like a regular folk?
Yeah, there you go.
So now, where did she go from
pissed? Or do you think Katy Perry recognized she was coming off bad?
Yes.
People are videotaping it.
Yes.
Let me change the narrative quick.
Yeah, that's got to be. Because I'm thinking out loud, like, at what point do you go from pissed and angry and irrational to, hey, I'm going to do something really nice? You do it when you realize that you're about to be a national embarrassment.
By the way, I see pictures of the hostess. I got to tell my son he should go to Australia and introduce himself. It's pretty hot.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty hot. I don't know if he dates international women or not, but
you know what's great about Australia?
I don't know if he dates American women, to be honest.
You know what's great about Australia?
What's that?
Speaking the same language.
No,
so it's nice and easy. What language do they speak in Australia?
Australian.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a dingo, wait, chow, bye bye. I don't know what that means, but it's not English. I can tell you that much. Here's Chris in East Windsor. Chris, what's going on?
What's up, Craig? What's up, Evan? What's going on, guys?
Well, you know, there is a big question we haven't asked yet today. And I suppose if you want to be the guinea pig, Chris, I can ask you first if you'd like me to.
Sure, go ahead, Craig. All right. I'm your huckleberry.
Evan, you can go second if that's okay with you. Is that offensive, Evan? Or are you okay with that?
Why would I be offended?
Well, because you're my partner.
No, I'm not offended.
All right, so Chris is going to go first. Evan's going to go second.
Age before beauty, baby.
All right. It's a very straightforward question, and I do believe it has an answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. The setup here. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's the question. Which New York Met position player will be the first to pitch in today's game against Houston?
What a douchey question.
Wow.
What is your answer?
Such a douchey question because they're down 4-0 in the first inning.
The answer is none. It's not going to happen.
No, no, it's going to happen.
You know
it's
what?
It's 4-0 in the first.
Chris, I'll give
it's going to happen.
I'll give an answer because he's probably right. This is bad Cookie Carrasco. He's getting bombed. They don't have much bullpen to use. They used Medina yesterday.
Yeah.
They used Chase and Tree. This game's going to get ugly, so there is an answer.
Yeah.
And I want you to give me credit when I'm right.
If you get it right, I'll tell you you're right.
It's a guaranteed answer.
Who is it?
J.D. Davis.
That's what I was going to say. J.D. Davis.
He's back in Houston.
Yeah, but what if J.D. Davis don't come out? Then what happens?
If he doesn't come out?
Yeah, like he's not coming to pitch.
What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
Like the Mets are up. They're gonna rally.
This game's over. The Mets lost today. They lost the series to the Astros.
I gotta tell you, Chris, most of the time on these weekday afternoon games when Craig makes this rash judgment in the third inning,
you can just tell
I disagree
it's over.
With him. I completely agree as a Met fan. This is just one of those days. They're going to get swept by Houston. Cookie doesn't have it today.
Get out of town.
I'm not saying they can't hit Luis Garcia. Maybe they will. They did get a couple of hits in the first inning. They didn't score any runs. But this does feel like an ugly, ugly day that can get even more out of hand than it already is down 4-0. So I actually agree with my jackass partner.
There you go. J.D. Davis will pitch in today's game. I know what's your question, Chris.
Yep.
All right. So my question to you guys is, my wife,
It's my first Father's Day. So I have a 7-week-old baby. I love him to death. My wife owes me a Mets game already for my birthday, and she was supposed to get me the Mets Father's Day hat for Father's Day.
All right.
Now I'm trying to, like, parlay the two gifts together. What should I get?
So you're saying that your wife is a deadbeat, is what you've said here.
Oh, God, no. I didn't say that.
You said she owes you Met tickets, and she owes you a Father's Day gift. She's 0 for 2, you're saying.
She does.
Right, so divorce her.
I can't do that.
No, you have to threaten it, I think.
Well, the first thing I would say, Chris, is when we are done talking to you, we'll put you on hold.
No, we will not.
And Uncle...
No.
No, no, no.
No, we will not.
You're going to shut your mouth
no,
over there.
No, we will not.
I will take care of
you. Oh, I love Evan right now.
I will take care of you.
No. Can't do that,
I will take care of him.
Evan doesn't deserve it.
Why doesn't he deserve it?
Because it's pathetic.
Why is it pathetic?
Sorry. Now.
What do we mean?
No, I
do. You don't get to decide what
I do.
You don't get to decide what I give.
He failed his wife twice, and you're going to bail him out.
Well, how did he fail his wife?
Or she failed him. Excuse me.
She didn't get him a Father's Day gift.
Right.
I'm trying to step up Uncle Evan. Let's help out our buddy Chris over here.
By the way, she's not your father.
But the kid is 7 weeks old.
Right now, I don't care.
Thank you. Say that again.
Evan's my daddy right now. I don't care.
Hey, there you go. Save that for the opens in July.
Just for the record, Chris, your daddy eats his chicken wings with a fork and knife. How does that make you
feel? I don't care
if
he's giving me... He can eat his chicken wings with a fork and knife if he's giving me Mets tickets. I don't care.
Damn right. I'm here for you, pal. Put him on hold.
I don't know which button to push. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Take Chris's information.
Oh, you're easy.
I happen
too easy.
Why am I
You're a pushover
why
fork and knife.
Why is that?
That guy doesn't deserve tickets.
Well, explain to me why.
No one's sick. No one's dying.
We've given...
The guy's got a lousy wife. That's
it. Hold on a second. We've given Yankee tickets to people who just unfortunately had tickets the night of a rainout.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's bad for those people.
That's the weather.
They got put out.
By the weather.
Yeah.
Here's a situation in which Chris sounds like a really good Met fan.
Yeah.
You start off by mocking the Mets because they're down 4-0 in the second inning. So you start off with a mock, and he says, look, my wife, I love her. We got a 7-week-old. She forgot to get me tickets.
I guess that's a pretty good excuse, though, to be fair.
It's a great excuse.
Having a newborn is a good excuse for, forgetting
things. I'm not mad at Chris's wife. What my thinking is I'm going to step up for Chris's wife.
Yeah.
I have the ability, because I got a lot of extra blue Met Father's Day hats from that game.
You do.
Give him one of mine.
Okay.
And I have the ability to hook him up.
Is it a decent hat, like a snapback, or is it one of those Fugazi hats that nobody ever wears?
So it's a snapback, but it's decently quality considering it was a
giveaway.
It's
not bad.
It's not bad.
All right. I respect
that. Get his info. I'm going to give him a hat, maybe some tickets.
Wow. Look
I don't know if I'm allowed to give him tickets, but we'll figure
it out. I don't
think
you're not allowed to give him tickets.
I'm a Mets season ticket holder.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do that. You know that.
On my own time, I can do what I want.
What you do privately is your business.
That's why I'm saying we'll see about...
Put him on hold.
We'll see about the tickets.
Maybe you guys could go to a Wingstop before the game and sit down with a white napkin and eat your wings with a fork and knife together. Maybe even feed each other.
All I'll say...
Since you're his daddy.
All I'll say to our audience is I'm feeling very daddy-like. So if you happen to agree with me today on certain issues, who knows? Maybe Uncle Evan, maybe Daddy Evan will be generous to others.
No self-respecting guy with a penis was going to call this radio station and say he prefers
boneless
wings.
Because I see a fellow named Mike in Brooklyn. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
How's it going, Daddy Evan?
Thank you. Things are going great, Mike. Thanks for asking.
All right.
My man, Evan. I'm always with you.
Always.
Really?
Karin's just jealous of you, bro. He's just jealous.
He's jealous.
By the way, no, I'm not. And I don't
Use it. Oh, really, bro?
Oh, really? That's right. That's right. I'm not.
So you are
Evan's
me. Go ahead.
Yo, Evan just got manners. He's got manners. He eats those chicken wings with the fork and knife. Way to do it, bro.
Thank you, bro. I got manners, Craig. I don't want to make a mess at the table.
Mike's just placating you. Mike's never eaten a wing with a fork and knife in his life, and he knows it.
Got it. I mean, bro, listen, I've tried it before with the fork and knife. It doesn't really work out.
Of course it doesn't work out.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's stupid.
But, Craig, that's why if it doesn't work out, we usually don't order it.
All right, I got a breaking story here.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
For real. Fascinating.
Baseball, basketball, football, unrelated.
In a weird way, all of the above and none of the above.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is from my main man, Dan Ravel. Okay?
All right.
Josh Gerben reported it first, whoever that is. Ohio State has received a trademark for use of a word on clothing. Now, I want to make sure we understand that. Mm-hmm. Meaning that nobody else in the country can use this word on clothing without their permission. Mm-hmm. They own the word when used on clothing.
Okay.
You follow me?
The.
Correct.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I was literally guessing. Because of the Ohio State?
Yeah. Ohio State owns the word the.
Are you kidding
on
me?
On clothing. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So let me clarify this. So if we wanted to make a shirt that said the
whatever
Carton and Roberts.
Yes.
Couldn't do it.
Not without their permission.
Really?
Commercially, yes.
How do they have a right to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
The?
The.
The. Yeah.
The.
The?
The.
T-H-E.
Yes.
The.
T-H-E. Clothing, t-shirts, baseball hats, Yeah, that's right. That's right. They own the word the.
The?
The.
The, as my son told me the other day, is a sight word. You know what a sight word is?
No.
No idea. I guess they're teaching that in kindergarten.
I guess if you see it, you know it. One of those words?
I don't know. It's like I, is, are, of, and,
so
which.
Why don't we start trademarking popular words?
We should.
What is it, Sonny?
No, I would just say, how can you trademark an article? Like, there are certain articles of speech, the being one of them. How could that possibly be trademarked?
Name three other articles of speech.
The?
Yeah, tough guy. Yeah, the doesn't count. The
other three.
The other three. Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows the articles. Yeah, Google it real fast.
It is odd that you could actually trademark the.
The. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't start trademarking random words for clothing, right?
I mean, I get that they're the Ohio State University. I get that. That's
yes.
who they are.
Yes.
And I think if another school tried that, we'd all laugh. If someone said the Nebraska Cornhuskers, we'd
you'd
all
be
say,
like, come on, guys,
doing?
Right.
The UCLA Bruins. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could just universally own the word.
They own the word. Clothing, namely t-shirts, baseball caps, and hats, all of the foregoing being promoted, distributed, and sold through channels customary to the field of sports and collegiate athletics.
So could you sell a t-shirt that says the Super Bowl? You can't sell that
in
the NFL?
Well, to be fair, this does specify college athletics.
The only, all right.
Still, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Remember I told you Anthony Munoz owns the tilde. That little squiggly line over the end in Spanish.
I remember you telling me that.
He owns that.
Yeah.
You cannot use that commercially without paying him.
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Like, I totally get the whole let's get ready. I don't even think I'm allowed to say it, but that line that
you're
was
not
allowed
do not say buffer. Do not say it. It's $20,000 fine.
Dude, did I say
just
it?
Just don't do it. It.
All I said was let's.
Don't.
No,
don't,
you can't even don't, go anywhere
don't do
near it.
It. Don't do
can't
it.
Can't go anywhere near it.
You can't.
Okay.
No.
Don't do it.
Loogie. If I was quoting Triple H's old DX,
don't
doesn't
say
matter.
It. Don't say it.
Well, Triple H did it for 10
Well, let
years.
Triple H pay the fine then.
Yeah.
But he never did pay the fine.
How do you know?
Yeah, but it's $20,000, dude.
But he wasn't.
And it comes out of your check. Don't say it.
But I didn't say it.
I know we all know what it is, but don't say it. Say
okay. That I understand. Even though it's ridiculous that you or I would get fined for saying
but
it.
But we would.
But the?
Yeah. So, top of your head, what word would you want to own? Because I know what I want to own.
What word would I
own? Sonny, I want you to trademark a word for me right away.
Yep. Redhead.
Is that a word?
Is it two words?
It's two word or it's a hyphenated situation.
I want the hyphened words. Redhead. I own it.
You want to own
it's
redhead?
Over. Sorry. Done.
What would you pay to own redhead?
$10,000.
You would?
No, $5,000.
Wow, really?
$1,000.
You just come down 90%
I'm thinking out
from
loud.
Where you were.
Yeah. Your negotiating skills, Craig,
yeah,
are amazing.
Awesome. You're awesome.
You would?
You would?
Really?
Less. I'll get it for $1 when it's all said and done.
What would you trademark?
The F-bomb.
Oh,
I want to own that.
Come on.
I want to own that word. I want that to be my word. I own it. Nobody can use it.
It's actually pretty creative.
Yeah, that's the word I want
How
to
much
own.
Would you be willing to pay for that?
Less than what you're willing to pay for redhead. Yeah. Whatever it costs. What's it cost? A couple $100?
How much did Ohio State pay for the?
Whatever a normal trademark costs.
What does a normal trademark cost?
I think it's maybe $500.
Wow.
Yeah, unless the lawyer charges you more than that.
Remember when we were thinking about...
You'd probably go on LegalZoom and do it.
Remember when we were thinking about trademarking Bing Bong? Thank God we didn't do that.
Yeah, thank God we didn't do that. That would have... We never would have made any money on that.
No kidding.
No. For like 2 weeks, We would have sold a couple of shirts.
Yeah, we had a good couple of weeks.
And then we'd be sitting in a warehouse right now next to my 12 million Band-Aids. There'd be 1,000 sweatshirts that say, Bing Bong.
You know what's going to be next to that pretty soon?
What?
Kevin Durant Brooklyn Nets jerseys.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. There is a story out there that not only is Kyrie Irving not coming back, but that Kevin Durant is then going to demand a trade. That's out there.
Well, Woj wrote
whether or not there's any validity to it.
Woj just wrote, which is logical, that if the Nets didn't bring back Kyrie Irving, would that lead to Kevin Durant asking to be traded? Which I think is a worry Net fans have had for a while. It's part of why, to me, it's a no-brainer to keep Kyrie Irving. I stand on that side of the fence firmly. You got to bring him back. If they want any chance to win, for many reasons, you got to bring this guy back, despite all the concerns that come along with it. And I stand by that.
Sonny goes to the University of Miami, affectionately known as the U.
Yeah.
You should trademark the letter U.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The U.
The U.
The?
Yeah, they can't use it
anymore.
They cannot use it anymore.
I got it. That's a tough one.
They can't.
So the most affected school by this trademark would have to be the U.
Miami cannot use the phrase the U.
The U is dead, Sonny.
Unless they own that already.
And like a caller just gave a great example. Like, can Notre Dame no longer use the Fighting Irish?
They cannot.
They can't. Question.
They can be Fighting Irish.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a step up in the mental, like, credit to Ohio State. They just won the mental battle going into a Sunday or going Saturday for football.
I don't know if they won a mental battle.
I don't think they won a mental battle at all.
Legally, they did.
It's not going to stop you guys from tailgating going the U,
So let me get this straight. So you think, like, Notre Dame, when they take the field, they're already mentally beat because they can't say amongst themselves, we're the Irish.
100%. And if they want to say it, they have to pay the other school. That's a victory.
You know what I should have trademarked? I'd be rich today. Come get some.
Yes.
Security Dodge would owe me $9.3 billion.
You should have trademarked a lot of segments you came up with
on
the morning
show. Yeah, I should have. You're right. Because then the morning show would owe me $19 gazillion.
See, you have a lot of ideas, but the trademark ideas, you were very late to.
I was very late on the trademark. I never trademarked anything.
Yeah.
Damn it. Start making a list of
you really should
the
start now.
Moment of the day.
Is it too late to trademark moment of the day?
Alan Jerry, the warm-up show. I own that. I have all naming rights to that, too. What else is there? Come get some Mets fans for Yankees.
I mean, if none of these things have been trademarked, you can trademark them right now.
Yeah, but I don't have the money for that.
Bulk trademark.
How about this?
Do they have that?
We go 50-50. You're the money, I'm the sweat.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, that sounds fair. I'm the money, you're the sweat.
That doesn't work for you?
No, I'm good.
Damn it. How about the Cardin Roberts Ice Cream Shop? You're the money, I'm the sweat.
See, the Cardin Roberts Ice Cream Shop, if we could have, like, the ice cream. Do you remember the WWF wrestling ice cream?
No.
Come on.
Was it a bar?
So it was a bar. How do you explain it, Loogie? What was the WWF ice cream? How would you explain it to a novice like Craig?
It was a bar, and then you'd see wrestler on the bar.
Okay.
Plastic, like a plastic.
No, no. It would
it
be like incisioned
like imprinted,
into it.
It was
imprinted,
like
yeah.
stamped on
there. On the ice cream?
Yes.
So, like, if you got a Macho Man wrestling bar, the Macho Man, would be on the ice cream bar.
Chocolate?
I think it was, like, cookie-esque, wasn't it?
The bar was cookie.
The bar was cookie.
And it was, like, vanilla ice cream inside, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we did Cardin Roberts ice cream, and there was a Craig ice cream bar and Evan ice cream bar.
I've had my own ice cream before.
When?
Yeah, years ago.
Really?
Yeah, Carton Crunch. Sold it at Barclays Center,
too. Oh, wow.
Yeah, was it ice cream stores throughout Westchester.
But was your picture on the ice cream?
No, it was not.
Well, that's a big difference then, bro. Then
no,
you didn't have
not.
An ice cream.
I did.
You just
I
had something.
It was Carton Crunch.
Correct. You invented something. It had your name. Maybe even made money off it. That's great. Your face
was not on
the ice cream.
Correct. That's right.
See, with the WWF ice cream bars, their faces were on the ice cream.
Could you pick which one, or was it, like, random?
God, it was a long time ago, and it was the ice cream truck.
Were you lucky to get Jake the Snake?
I don't remember, to be honest. Do you remember, bro?
I think you just asked for the wrestling bar, and you got what you got.
And it just gave you whatever?
I think the rapper might have had the answer. It wasn't like it was hidden, but you wouldn't go, like, find me a Randy Savage.
Now, people are telling me the Ohio State trademark for the word the is it's just the word the, meaning if you have the word the as part of a previously trademarked phrase, you can maintain that trademark.
So if Miami trademarked the U,
they can
they're okay. And they probably have, I would assume.
They'd be stupid if they didn't.
Right.
But listen, you never know. You never know.
Trademarking the.
Like, I'll tell you this. When I worked in Jersey, and the name of our show was the Jersey Guys, right?
You're done.
Pretty clever thing.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that now.
Hold on. I trademarked it.
You trademarked what?
I trademarked the Jersey
Guys. The Jersey Guys, okay.
Yeah. And then when I was trying to leave the station to come to New York all those years ago, I told them I would sell the name back to them.
Right.
And they're like, what are you talking about? We own the name. I said, no, you don't. I own the name. And it's this whole to-do. Yeah.
Wow.
So I sold it to them.
Did you get a lot of money for it?
$5,000, I think it was.
That's not bad.
Yeah, a couple $1,000.
Not too bad.
They're like, what do you mean you trademarked it? I go, trademarked it the day we started the show. Trademarked it.
See, yeah, at one point in your life, you were smart with trademarks.
Yeah, I had money, too. Yeah. You can do a lot of things when you have cash in the bank.
That does help.
When you're driving an Elantra, there's not a lot you can do in your spare time with cash. That's all. 877-337-6666. Carton Roberts on the Fan.
Grubhub loves restaurants, from the food to the passion and determination of the people behind them. They know their restaurant's reputation matter. Good food deserves good service, delivered fast, fresh, and exactly how restaurants intended it to be. It's why Grubhub is introducing the Grubhub Guarantee. Grubhub guarantees your food will get to you on time within the delivery window, and for the lowest price compared to other apps, or you'll get back at least $5 in perks. Order now through the Grubhub app or online and Grub what you love.
I'm looking at the wrestling candy bars you guys were talking about.
Ice cream
bars. There was Strike Force. There was a Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly Jim.
There was a Bobby Heenan.
Bobby the Brain.
Andre the Giant.
Oh.
The Hulkster.
Yeah.
Macho. Animal?
Animal of Legion of Doom.
That's all I can see here.
Or George the Animal Steel.
George the Animal. I think it was
just
George.
Says Animal.
Oh, so then it's Animal of the Road Warrior.
That's all I can
Legion
see.
Legion of Doom. Whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all I can see.
I can't
here.
Believe they had Strike Force. That's a long time
What's wrong
ago.
With that?
Yeah. No, I didn't realize.
Oh, it's just a long time ago? Yeah.
For some reason, my memory has it more in the early 90s.
Well, maybe they did, like, throwbacks, and then they, like, late recently?
I don't know.
And it's basically just an ice cream sandwich.
Right, but like. You see the wrestler.
Yeah, like black stencil kind of
so
drawing.
So ask yourself something.
Yeah.
Would you want that of you?
You're damn right I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, every night I'd eat myself. Every single night. Come to Papa. With a fork and a knife. Be delicate.
With a fork and a knife, my man.
Who wants to eat off a stick? I don't want to work.
I actually fully agree.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.